Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę dwojga nastolatków. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D.
Hi Josh, what's up?
I've just finished talking to my cousin from Poland. You remember Kasia, don't you?
Yeah, I do. How is she?
She's fine, but she's thinking about doing something that I think she might regret one day.
Is she getting involved in some illegal business?
Kasia? A criminal? No, absolutely not. She'd never hurt a fly. She's been considering changing schools for a few months, and now she's about to do it.
How's that bad?
She used to want to be an IT specialist, but she's had a change of heart, and she's set her mind on studying media. So, she's changing schools to focus on Polish and history instead of maths and physics.
I still don't see any problem with that. If you were in her shoes, would you continue something totally pointless instead of doing something that you're into?
But she's got her finals in less than half a year. What happens if she fails?
Come on, Josh. You sound like her parents. Don't you understand the importance of doing something you enjoy in life? You're lucky because you love maths and physics, and you've known who you want to be since you were 7. But some people need more time to figure out what's best for them. My dad switched from studying medicine to economics after his first term at university, and he hasn't regretted his decision for a second. How old was Kasia when she chose the school with the extended maths and physics program?
It was 3 years ago, so she was 16. How is that relevant?
You really don't see it? Most teens haven't got a clue about their future at this age. Most of our friends have no idea what to do after their finals, and we're a few years older and more experienced.
That's exactly the point. What if she's wrong again? Wouldn't it be safer to finish what's started?
And live a miserable life with a job that she resents. You know what? I suppose I'll talk to Kasia and let her know that there are people who support her decision. What do her parents think?
She hasn't told them yet. But she expects her mum will be furious and her dad will be pretty cool about it. He never seems to lose his temper.
Well, she's got at least one person to support her. And me, of course. Hope you don't mind if I contact Kasia, do you?
Actually, I do. But I understand that it won't stop you from doing that. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know me well enough to realise that once I make up my mind, there's no stopping me. And now I have to end our lovely chat as Mum's phoning me. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye, Emily. Have a good day.
Hi, Josh. What's up?
I've just finished talking to my cousin from Poland. You remember Kasia, don't you?
Yeah, I do. How is she?
She's fine, but she's thinking about doing something that I think she might regret one day.
Is she getting involved in some illegal business?
Kasia? A criminal? No, absolutely not. She'd never hurt a fly. She's been considering changing schools for a few months, and now she's about to do it.
How's that bad?
She used to want to be an IT specialist, but she's had a change of heart and she's set her mind on studying media. So she's changing schools to focus on Polish and history instead of maths and physics.
I still don't see any problem with that. If you were in her shoes, would you continue something totally pointless instead of doing something that you're into?
But she's got her finals in less than half a year. What happens if she fails?
Come on, Josh. You sound like her parents. Don't you understand the importance of doing something you enjoy in life? You're lucky because you love maths and physics, and you've known who you want to be since you were 7. But some people need more time to figure out what's best for them. My dad switched from studying medicine to economics after his first term at university. And he hasn't regretted his decision for a second. How old was Kasia when she chose the school with the extended maths and physics program?
It was 3 years ago, so she was 16. How is that relevant?
You really don't see it? Most teens haven't got a clue about their future at this age. Most of our friends have no idea what to do after their finals, and we're a few years older and more experienced.
That's exactly the point. What if she's wrong again? Wouldn't it be safer to finish what's started?
And live a miserable life with a job that she resents. You know what? I suppose I'll talk to Kasia and let her know that there are people who support her decision. What do her parents think?
She hasn't told them yet. But she expects her mum will be furious and her dad will be pretty cool about it. He never seems to lose his temper.
Well, she's got at least one person to support her. And me, of course. Hope you don't mind if I contact Kasia, do you?
Actually, I do. But I understand that it won't stop you from doing that. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know me well enough to realise that once I make up my mind, there's no stopping me. And now I have to end our lovely chat as Mum's phoning me. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye, Emily. Have a good day.